This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We did an interview last week with Bloomberg's Romy Varghese about the San Francisco City Assessor's Office and cities all over the country, really, about how sometimes information technology in the municipal sector just isn't quite what it ought to be.
In the tax assessor's office, they are running programs that date back to the 1980s.
And that conversation led us to this, us getting Carmen Chu, the elected assessor of the city of San Francisco, on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Maybe what we ought to do is start with what an assessor does, just real quick.
Sure. There are 58 counties in the state of California, and every single one has one elected assessor. And what we're charged to do is essentially to carry out the state's property tax laws. And so every single county generally has one. And for us, we bring in about $3 billion in revenue every single year for San Francisco. So it goes to pay for things like public safety, education, health services, a pretty important function.
One imagines, and the reason we are talking to you is a follow-up to an interview we did, I don't know, a week, 10 days ago, about automation and the systems that y'all use in that office. Describe for me, would you, your IT environment?
Well, our IT environment, it's sufficient, but it definitely isn't maximizing our potential. So we are currently operating off of a 1980s legacy system. It's a green screen computer. So if can imagine, go onto your computer and you open up our systems and you've got to use things like function one, function two keys to navigate around this green screen old system.
So, but the thing is, San Francisco is, I mean, within spitting distance of some of the smartest, most creative and accomplished technology companies in the world. What gives? And why can't you use technology to maximize your contribution to the city's coffers?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question, and we ask ourselves this all the time. And while you see many, many apps to talk about where to go get the best restaurants or where you might be able to avoid poo or other things, you don't necessarily find a company that is willing to build you a tax collection system.
How much of a handicap is it for you that, for lack of a better term, you know, fixing potholes is sexy, but getting you new software just ain't? Right.
Well, you know, sometimes people would say fixing the potholes aren't sexy either.
Yeah.
But I'd say they're almost equally necessary, right? And so for us in our systems, these old systems have a what you would call an awkward handshake between systems. There's a lot of errors and misunderstandings that happen between them. And so it leads to poor customer service and a lot of time for all of our staff to figure out what went wrong. And often when we're trying to help our customers, we're trying to piece together information from multiple sources. And that sometimes leads to confusion. And when you do see that, you end up having a lot of missed opportunities in terms of revenues that might come in and really trying to deliver the best customer service you can.
On that issue of customer service, obviously the taxpayers of the city and county of San Francisco are your customers. Also, I would imagine businesses trying to get a handle on all kinds of economic data out there.
That's right. That's right. You know, I think one of the hidden treasures in the city is actually our data and our information. We have decades and decades of information about every single property in the city and county of San Francisco. The hope, if we're able to inspire a change and overhaul our system, is that we're going to be able to access that information in a much more easy way so that we can make better choices going into the future about how our city is going to develop and change.
One imagines that you have conversations with the other 57 elected assessors in the other 57 counties besides San Francisco, but also, you know, the assessors in Atlanta and Chicago and, you know, Brooklyn or wherever. Are you hearing similar tales from your colleagues?
You know, the challenge is that California is, we've always known California to be unique, and it certainly is in the property tax world. Our colleagues typically have been the ones who most identify with what we're doing are the ones in California because we operate under these different laws. And so though there might be challenges in other states, I think simply they have a different system and different taxation laws that they have to adhere to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Carmen Chu is the San Francisco City Assessor, the elected assessor of the city and county of San Francisco. Ms. Chu, thanks very much for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Kai.